Amen. Please do take a seat. Now, I don't know if you have ever felt overwhelmed by the circumstances of life. That you find yourself in a situation and it feels like there's no way through. It feels like no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to get out. You're not going to be able to change the situation at all. And you feel trapped and helpless. Well, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago, in fact, 2,700 years ago, thereabouts, there was a king called Ahaz. And he felt trapped. He felt he was hemmed in, that there was no way out, that no matter what he did, he wasn't going to be able to change the circumstances, and he felt he was going to be utterly overwhelmed. And in that moment, God came to Ahaz through a prophet called Isaiah. And God said to Ahaz, he said, "Ahaz, mate, I know how you're feeling. I know that you don't think there is any way through this situation that you're facing. But I'm going to make a way. I'm going to do something that gets you through the circumstances in your life right now." And Ahaz, he was in such a tight corner, he simply could not believe that anybody, even God, would be able to get him out. And God said, "Well, look, I'll tell you what, Ahaz. I'll prove it to you. Ask me for a sign. Ask me for a sign. Anything that you want, and I'll do that for you, and then you will be able to trust me to get you out of the situation that you're in." And Ahaz felt a bit awkward about that. He felt a bit awkward about asking God to prove himself. And God said, "No, seriously, anything. The hardest thing, the most impossible thing that you could think of. In all of creation, in the highest of heights of heaven and from the very, very depths of the earth, the hardest, the most difficult, the most impossible thing, and I will do that for you, and then you will know that I'm able to redeem you, to get you out of this situation that you're in." And Ahaz was like, "Honestly, Lord, I really don't feel comfortable asking you to prove yourself." And the Lord said, "Right, well, I will choose the sign that I will give you. I will choose the thing that I know is most impossible. The one thing that could never happen unless I was involved." And Diana's going to come and read for us from Isaiah and tell us what that sign is. Thank you, Diana. Right, we've got lots of names of Jesus up here that have been popping up in songs and readings all through the service. I'm going to focus for just a moment or two on this one. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Anybody know what Emmanuel means? God with us. God with us. Now, there is a little bit of a problem with this. Not with God being with us. That's cool. But there is a bit of a problem with just kind of popping into the Christmas story, if you like. Because the Christmas story isn't the start. All right, the story starts like thousands of years before Jesus is born. And it keeps going for like thousands of years after Jesus is born. And there is a bit of a problem with sort of popping in halfway through and just kind of going, "Okay, well, we'll just pick the story up here." And, you know, where Jesus gets born. And we know he lives and he sort of dies and doesn't sort of die, he actually dies. And then comes back to life. So we'll just take this bit of the story. And actually, we're just going to focus on the very, very first bit of that story where he gets born and some wise men and stuff turn up. Alright, so out of this whole story of God's involvement in the history of creation, we're going to focus on this bit. Now,
If we do that, it is just possible we might lose some context. That there might be some things that mean we're missing them and we may not quite understand what's going on in this bit. It would be like taking the whole of Handel's Messiah, which we performed here last night, have I mentioned that, and reduced it just to the Hallelujah chorus. And then went, well, actually, we're just going to take it right down just to, you know, that bit that goes, King of kings and Lord of lords, and he shall reign forever and ever. Thank you. Come on. Actually, you know what? We're just going to take it right down to that bit that goes, King of... Like, if that's all I sang, if that's all we did from the... You might think, okay, there's a bit more to it than that. King of? What does that even mean? In fact, you could actually misunderstand completely what Handel's Messiah was about. If you're king of where? You're actually asking completely the wrong questions because you don't know the whole story. You don't know the whole context. And that can happen if we just pop in to history, the history of God's dealings with his creation, just for the Christmas story. You can actually really misunderstand what's happening. You see, we don't go. Isaiah says, hey, Emmanuel, God with us. And we go, oh, isn't that nice? Oh, isn't that lovely? Oh, God's coming as a little baby. Oh, isn't that so affirming? He's going to be one of us. Doesn't that make you feel special? Because God's going to be one of us. That's like going, King of where? It's missing the point. We can't understand what it means to talk about God coming to us unless we know the rest of the story. You see, for Isaiah, Emmanuel was a terrifying thing. Right? Because we don't know the story, we miss the stress of Christmas. Now, you might think, seriously, Mark, believe me, I do not miss the stress of Christmas. I experience the stress of Christmas. Full on. All right, but I'll tell you, there's a spiritual stress to Christmas. Because the idea of God coming to be with us for Isaiah was terrifying. It was an absolutely traumatic... See, Isaiah had met God. And when Isaiah talks about God coming to be with us, he isn't just handing us an empty idea of God and saying, hey guys, here, you take this. Take the idea of God and you just make that into whatever you want. So if you want it to be affirming, brilliant. Knock yourself out. That's not what's going on there. For Isaiah, the whole question of who is this God who is coming to meet us. And this God is full of big ideas. Isaiah has so many ideas. And he knows that these are true because he met this God. He was in the temple one day. And he saw God. And the first thing he tells us about that God is that God is a king. He said, I saw the Lord, and he was seated on his throne. He's a king with great power and splendor and majesty. And so when Isaiah says, Emmanuel, God is going to come with, the first thing he's got in mind is a glorious, mighty, powerful king. That's the first idea that goes into his whole thing about this God who comes to us. And when Isaiah sees this God, there's angels like all around him, like attendants, these mighty warriors. And they're all sort of chanting and they're going, holy, holy, holy. And they're saying this God is so pure. He is so good. He is so right about everything. And it's so intense that he actually, it destroys everything around him that is not like him. All the darkness, like the light, drives the darkness away. God's rightness, his holiness, drives away all that is not right. All that is ambiguous. All that's not like God. And when Isaiah met this God, it was a terrifying experience. Because Isaiah wasn't like God. Isaiah actually says, like, I know there's things about me that's not right. I know there are ways in which I live that don't match up to the way God lives. I know there are things that I do that are things that I know God doesn't do. And he doesn't want me to do it. And Isaiah stood before this God and he said, this God is a God who will come and he will judge me. He's gonna look into the very depths of my being. He's gonna see the things that are wrong. And that doesn't go well for Isaiah. You know, Isaiah is like, he actually says, I'm undone. It's like, I cannot stand before this God. I cannot bear the judgment of this God. He said, I can't carry on existing. He's the judge. And so that is in Isaiah's thinking about who this God is. And he's the Lord. Remember those warriors, those angels. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. That's a word that's about who's in charge. It's a word about authority. And it's about saying that this God, actually, do you know what? He is in charge. And he does have the right to tell us who we should be and how we should live. And you see, when Isaiah met that God, it was a terrifying and traumatic experience. It scared him. And he knew that that God, full of all of that meaning and all of that significance, is all crammed in there. And Isaiah's like, this is the God, Emmanuel, this is the God who's coming to us. And for Isaiah, that was frightening. That was such a scary idea that this God was going to come to be with us. Because, you see, Isaiah knew what it was to be with that God, and it was not a good thing for Isaiah. I'm undone. I can't exist with this God. And now, this God is coming to us. But you see, we don't know all that story. And so when we hear Emmanuel, God coming to us, we don't know that all of that is the truth about who God is. When we hear Emmanuel, God with us, our idea of God is completely empty. And so the idea of God coming to us doesn't scare us the way it scared Isaiah. It doesn't traumatize us the way it traumatized Isaiah. When we think, oh, God's coming to be with us. Oh, isn't that nice? It's not nice. It's absolutely terrifying. Which is why, in the midst of the fear that there would have been around the idea that this God was coming, to hear the angel say, call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That, you want to talk about breathing a sigh of relief. When the angel turns up and says, call his name Jesus, all of creation goes, whew, this God, this holy, powerful King who is Lord and who is Judge, he's coming to us not to destroy us, but to save us from our sin. Oh my goodness. That's amazing news. See, that's why Christians celebrate Christmas year after year after year, because this is such amazing news. That day when Jesus will come in his glory as King, as Lord. Holy, holy, holy. As Judge. That day will come. But first, he came to save us from our sins. So that when that day does come, we will not be undone. But we will be safe. And that's the message that beats at the heart of Christmas. That God came as one of us to save us so that we would be safe on the day when he comes as King and Lord and Holy and Judge. And what you will hear from us at St. John's over and over and over again is the simple invitation to come, just to come and allow Jesus to do for you what he came into this world as a child to do for everyone. Call his name Jesus because he will save his people. Save them from their sins. And that's our invitation to you this Christmas. Is to come. Come to Bethlehem. Come to the manger. And adore this God who has come to save us. Amen.